Okay, good morning, Chodesh Tov. Our learning is dedicated, as it always is, for a refuah shlema for Chole Yisrael, speedy and painless recovery for those who are ill. Our Rabbi Moskowitz, Rav Gavriel Pinchas ben Dvor Zlato, also this morning, there was a terrorist on a bus in Tel Aviv who stabbed more than 10 people, four of them very seriously. We wish them a refuah shlema. And we should have peace in Eretz Yisrael and around the world. We're on page Kuf Chav Gimel.
And they're treating him.
Yeah, of course, exactly. Page Kuf Chav Gimel, we're still in the Perek of Chiloy. Rav Pinchas has been developing the notion how fortunate and blessed we are to have the formula, the language, the script provided for us by Chazal, that we as individuals do not have to employ our own creativity to find the words, but rather we tap into the immortal words of the timeless words of our wonderful Chazal, who set the precedent of tefillah. And Rav Pinchas has been taking us through the development, the themes of davening, that we take for granted. We say the sitter, we don't often pay attention to the unfolding or the development of the themes that are happening. We began a few weeks ago with Birchas HaShachar, the way that we wake up in the morning with an attitude of gratitude. We then developed the Karbanos, the notion of recognizing and telling the Ribono Shel Olam that we sacrifice the animal inside us, that we seek to be exclusively a godly soul, and we sacrifice that animal impulse and temptation inside us. Last week we spoke about Psukei Dezimra, that before that one can have a meaningful and earnest conversation with the Almighty, one has to know the Almighty. So we meditate for a few moments. Chassidim Rishonim would meditate for a full hour. Sha'achas. We meditate, if we're lucky, for 12 minutes in the slow minyan at the Boca Raton Synagogue. 14, maybe 15. But we spend a few minutes trying to reflect on who exactly the Ribono Shel Olam is, and the difference between us and him, his providence over the world, so that when we stand for the Amida, we know literally before whom we stand. So that brings us up to the next section in our development, which is Shema, page Kuf Chav Gimel, Chiloy. Achaz bebirchos kriya Shema omer lifnei kisei hakavod, umeshtatif im ha-malach ma'asraf v'mechayos ha-kodesh ha-shosham. We then reach the point of Birchos Shema and Shema. And when we recite Shema, we are standing before the heavenly throne. We join and partner together with the angels, the celestial beings. V'omer atem yachad kadosh. V'omer itam yachad kadosh u'baruch ke'echad mehem. So within the context of Birchos Kriya Shema, we have kadosh, 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 baruch kvod, and so on. And this is the language of the angels. We, at that moment, have elevated ourselves. We've gained the knowledge of God so high, we're so preparing ourselves that we are one of the angels. V'gam sham makif ha'inyan olam malay, shereh malachim hem nishmas ha'olam leprati pratav, kima she'omer chazal, ein lecha esev she'ein lo malach she'maka olav v'omer lo gadel. K'shemagi ha'odam l'sham, kvar nimne hu atzmo imam yachad, v'az miyachid is boro b'yichud gamor b'kriyashma. The angels fill the entire world. The angels are the emissaries of God in this world to carry out God's will. So much so the Chazal teach us, there's not a blade of grass, there's not a blade of grass that does not have an angel assigned to it. The angel tells it, grow, the blade of grass says, how high. Angel says to it, die, the blade of grass dies. That each part of the world, of the universe, is dictated to by an angel that's delegated by the Ribono Shel Olam. So when we reach this level of tefillah, of Birchos Kriya Shema and Shema, we have such an intimate knowledge, an intimate connection with the Ribono Shel Olam, we, like the angels, see our mission on earth. We understand that we have a divine mission. There are angels in heaven, and we are the angels here on earth to fulfill God's will. And this is the way it is. We keep entering, elevating, getting higher and higher, closer and closer, inner and inner to the inner sanctum, until we find ourselves in the Amida. V'gam sham chovekes bakashas ha'olam umlo'o, mevakesh hu hakol nyanei olam, atzrach ha'ishim v'atzrach ha'klal Yisrael ad ha'gula achrona. And in the Amida, we are, as angels of Hashem, seeking to fulfill our mission on earth. We ask God to enable and empower us to fulfill our mission. How will we be enabled and empowered? If we have good health, and if we earn a living, and if we find justice, and we seek redemption, and we look for, and so on and so forth. All the brachos of the Amida are the needs that we have in this world, but not needs to satisfy the animal. The animal we sacrificed when we said kormanos. But rather, they're the needs we have in this world to position us most to fulfill Hashem's role, to fulfill Hashem's mission for us. That again, if we understand that ultimately our essence is to create Kiddush Hashem, our whole purpose in existence. As we conclude, Moda'ani, Rabba Emunasecha, God, if I woke up this morning, you have faith in me. You have faith in me to still fulfill whatever it is I'm supposed to accomplish here in this world. And what I'm supposed to accomplish is not just earn more money, have a nicer house, have a nicer car, have more honor and glory and a bigger name and reputation. What I'm supposed to accomplish is to repair and improve your world, to make the lives of others better, to be someone's angel, to bring others closer to you. Sheyeshem Shemayim Miskadesh Ayatcha, Misahev Ayatcha, to bring others close to you. So first we get to the level of angels, and then we get to the point of asking Hashem to fulfill our needs. Our needs being, I need you to help me succeed. I need you to enable me to succeed in being an angel, in fulfilling my mission. I used to, back in the day, when I first came to Boca, I was hired in the Kollel. There was no explanatory. There was an outreach going on. There was outreach even before Rabbi Brody. I love Rabbi Brody. But I was hired in the Kollel. I came from Grus to start to do outreach. So we began what was then the Eleanor Loam explanatory service. And each week we explained, we met every Shabbos morning. So I used to explain every week, I'm not really sure where I got it from, but I think it's true. I used to explain often that the development of davening in the morning is very much, if we understand that our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam parallels, I shouldn't say parallels, is the ultimate expression of a relationship in the human realm, right? Api Kabbalah, all the relationship we have in the human realm are examples, are there to be symbols, are there as metaphors for us to appreciate our relationship with Hashem. So I relate to Hashem as a parent and child. Hashem created parents and children in this world. I relate to Hashem as a husband and wife, as lovers. Hashem created the notion of men and women who long for each other in this world. I relate to Hashem as a master and a slave. Hashem created Balabatim and I'm the rabbi. That was a joke. Hashem created employers and employees and masters and slaves, and people can relate to Hashem in that way. Api Kabbalah, all of the relationships we have in the human realm are metaphors for us to better appreciate the relationships we have with Hashem. What's the highest relationship? Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Hashirim Kodesh, B'Shir Hashirim Kodesh HaGadashim. The highest relationship we have is as a husband and wife, as a man and woman courting one another, longing to be with one another. It's the example of Shir Hashirim. That's the highest relationship that we have, that we long for, that we strive for. So if you see davening as paralleling the stages of a relationship between a man and a woman, what happens in Psukei de Zimra? You're dating, you get to know one another, right? You ask all those questions. Did you go to Israel for the year? Would you go? Would you spend your summers? How many kids do you want to have? Do you want to live in Israel or Pesach? You know, what do you want? Where do you want to live? That's the dating stage. You get to know one another. How could you fall in love and how could you get married if you don't get to know one another? So we get to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. How could you fall in love if you don't know him? And how do you know him, as we said, in Psukei de Zimra? Through nature and through history. Where does Hashem show his hand? In nature and in the unfolding of history. Okay, then it's time to kick up that relationship a notch. At some point, the girl's going to want to look for some commitment. You've been dating and dating and dating, but what does that mean? You know, time is ticking away. Someone's got to make a move. So what's next? You get engaged. You make a commitment. And what's the commitment? Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema. What is Shema really all about? Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. Birchos Shema and Shema are really all about, I understand that being in a relationship means that not what do I get from the relationship, what do I bring to it? Not what can I get out of it, what can I give to it? That love comes not from receiving, but love comes from giving. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Shema and its brachos are all about the idea that I have to have a level of commitment. And commitment means not what can I get, but what can I give. And after I get engaged, then I get married. And once I get to know the other party, and I've shown the level of commitment that I'm prepared to give to the other party, now I can experience intimacy with the other party. What happens at the wedding night and beyond, there's a sense of intimacy, of closeness, of access. And that's what happens with the Amida. The Amida is that moment of intimacy. The Amida, you enter the Yichud room with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? While the rest of davening, you say out loud, right? And you go to a yeshiva, you go to a shul, a shtibel, you hear Psukei de Zimra, everybody's saying it loud, out loud. Birchos Shema and Shema, everybody's out shouting each other for Shema, looking at the loudest Shema. All of a sudden, you get to the Amida, dead silence. It's called the silent Amida. Okay, it's called the silent, it's supposed to be the silent Amida. Why is it the silent Amida? Everyone goes into their own yichud room with a ribon. Oi, ouch. Everyone goes into their own yichud room with the Ribbono Shel Olam. your own private, intimate rendezvous with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once you've developed the relationship, once you've expressed the commitment, now you're ready for intimacy. And then you walk away. We'll start with this next week. This is what Rav Pinkus continues with. Kasha yotzim in a kodesh, mali birchas Hashem, tzarech lefsoa la'acharav shalosh psios. When you walk away backwards, three steps. Right? You don't leave the yichud room, you don't leave the wedding night, and the next day you go to work and you say, Zai gesund, I'm going on a three-day trip with my friends to the dude ranch. I'm going on a golf outing with my buddies. We're getting out of here. You don't walk away from that, what you just accomplished, that sense of intimacy and connection. You don't run away and turn your back. You walk away slowly. You walk away, you take three steps. That's what we'll continue with. And Mirtz Hashem, B'Sha Tova, Umutzlachas. Next week, have a wonderful month. A wonderful Yom Rosh Chodesh.